He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's November the 28th. Little frost on the pumpkin all across America here this morning, including in San Diego. There's a little frost again on the pumpkin this morning in the market. But, of course, we've had a pretty good rally since the elections a few weeks ago, but we're opening up this morning down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 stocks is down 47 points this morning. The Dow is at 19,105, however, and remember we had that historic, well, I guess it's historic. It's an all-time high, never seen before, and we're still above 19,000. We're at 19,105. Down 46 today, however. The S&P 500 is up, or is down 4.5 points. It's at 2208. The S&P has also seen historic highs here recently, and I published my target price for the S&P 500 once again in my newsletter. Over the long holiday weekend, the NASDAQ is down 10 points. That works out to about 0.2%. The NASDAQ also at or near new historic highs, 5,388. Crude oil, surprisingly, is up this morning. It was down overnight, and that was bringing the stock market futures down. Oil has recovered. It's now up $1.11 per barrel. That's a 2.4% move to the upside. Crude oil is at $47.17 per barrel. And they do have a big OPEC meeting this week. All eyes watching for that. Gold is up 760 to 1186. And the 10-year bond finally backing off a little bit, 2.33% on the 10-year this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, San Diego County, California. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. I got to do a little Christmas shopping with my little wife over the long holiday. Boy, I can't remember the last time I went to a mall. I even saw an Orange Julius. I was going to snap a picture of the Orange Julius and the Dairy Queen inside the mall. But I will say that the food court demographics have changed a bit here, at least in California. There's Iranian food, there's Indian food, there's Persian food, there's Mexican food. You know, it used to just kind of be Chinese food. It used to be a little bit more along the line of pretzels and hot dogs and stuff like that. So, you know, I think the demographics across America are changing. Well, the Trump trade is giving into a little bit of gravity here this morning. Trades that perform best in the 3 weeks since Donald Trump's election are taking a bit of a breather. But you know what? When a new trend comes along, you don't want to look a gift trend in the mouth. You want to assume that that trend will remain in place until it's over. And sometimes it's not over for several years. Sometimes it's over in several weeks. That's kind of been the case that we've had here in 2016. We haven't really had any kind of a trend that has stuck. But I got to believe that with this major change, this major tectonic shift that the country has taken, I got to believe that these trends that are now emerging, that's why I continue to write about them. I wrote about them again in my newsletter over the weekend. In fact, I said, here's five new, brand new trends. You can be on the cutting edge of these trends if you want. You can be the first one to wear bell-bottom pants, you know. You can be the first one to wear tie-dye shirts or whatever it is. But these are stock market trends that are now emerging in the market. And I've always got the naysayers. Well, this trend has been going for 2 or 3 weeks. Can't you tell us what the next trend will be? You know what? I'm not a soothsayer. I don't see the future here. But I can observe what I am seeing in the markets. And I believe that we've only just begun, as Karen Carpenter once sang, in a lot of these trends that have now emerged, because we've got this tectonic shift that has taken place that now favors and disfavors a lot of different sectors in the market. Well, as you see, the bond market is finally, interest rates are finally backing off a little bit. That's been one major trend. I predicted in July that the bond market was in big trouble, and we have seen a major, major hit to the bond market over the last 3 to 4 weeks. We've also seen a major trend in the dollar, the U.S. dollar, king dollar, strengthening. And, of course, that's death for many sectors out there in the market. Meanwhile, I think maybe a little bit of the sell-off today is just this much uncertainty thrown back into the election. The election, you say? Isn't it over? Well, now the Clinton campaign is backing Green Party candidate Jill Stein's efforts. I'm just wondering where Jill Stein came up with the $5 or $6 million needed for the recount in Wisconsin. Maybe there were some Clinton backers giving her the money, and she's kind of the front woman for all of this. If she can get this recount, she's already got it going in Wisconsin. She's looking at Pennsylvania and Michigan. And you know that the market doesn't like any kind of uncertainty. And I think maybe that's a little part of the sell-off. I thought at first it was oil, but I can't blame oil. Oil's up $1.11 per barrel. So maybe just this little bit of uncertainty coming from Jill Stein and now the Clinton campaign. Trying to get a recount in 3 key states. Meanwhile, Donald Trump calls the decision a scam. He says nothing would change. And, of course, in typical Trump style, he says, we would have won the popular vote if millions of people who voted illegally were deducted. We're getting Trump's economic plan. We're getting a little bit more of a look into it. We're seeing the international organization OECD upping their growth forecast for 2017 from 2.3% to 3% the following year. And I've been saying, you know, that's one of the things that the market seems to be baking into the cake here. It's anticipating. Now, whether or not Trump will deliver, it's anticipating a lot of things that Trump promised, that Trump said he could do during the election. And one of those was growth north of 2%. And you're seeing a little bit of an inflation trade right now. You're especially seeing a trade in economically sensitive types of areas. In other words, cyclicals that do well in a fast-growing economy, which we haven't seen for quite some time. At least that's what the market is baking into the pumpkin pie right now. France has chosen its next conservative candidate. And guess what? Here we have another surprise this year. It's been the year of surprises. It's been the year that England, the UK decided to Brexit the EU. It's been the year that the Cubs won the World Series. It's been the year that Trump wins the election. And over in France, François Fillon, not the one who the pollsters were predicting would win just a matter of weeks ago, but he wins, getting 66% of the vote, and now he will face a runoff coming up, and he's the favorite now to win it all in France because he's going against a far-right rival, Marine Le Pen, and a deeply divided left. So it looks like France could move a little bit more center-right from the François Hollande administration. How about the future of U.S.-Cuban relations? Well, we saw them yesterday in the NFL when a Cuban immigrant sacked our friend Colin Kaepernick on what could have been a game-winning touchdown run. Little bit of irony there is Mr. Kaepernick has praised Fidel Castro and the system that they have in Cuba and absolutely knock the system that we have here in America. Of course, he gets a pretty big paycheck every week. You know, those Cuban baseball players down in Cuba, they all get the same paycheck. No matter if you're, a star pitcher with National League talent, or whether you're the mop-up infielder, they all get paid $15 a week. So why doesn't Kaepernick go down there and play for $15 a week? Anyways, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about energy. We'll talk a little bit about Teva's new invention, and we'll talk about the big picture of the market right now, because it sure has changed. It sure has changed since that November 11th, November 8th, whatever it was, Election Day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, not a lot of economic reports coming up this week. The big one will be, I believe it's Wednesday. Yeah, that's the big OPEC meeting. And Libya has announced it won't take part in any OPEC cuts. And Saudi Arabia hinted that the oil market would rebalance itself. So we'll just have to see whether or not they come up with any kind of agreement to cut production at all. And meanwhile, oil has been pretty volatile recently, but it is up today. It was down in the pre-market, and now it's at $47.11. I have cut back considerably on my exposure to the oil markets, especially, that's another thing you can kind of factor in. Trump, it's thought that he will loosen up some of the or a lot of the restrictions on the frackers here in America, and that's only going to increase the supply of oil. Now, I had somebody write to me and made a very, very good point that the oil equipment stocks, the ones that provide the equipment, in other words, the picks and shovels, remember the gold rush of 49 in California? I barely remember it. It was the picks and shovel companies that made the money. The guys that sold the Levi's, the pans, the picks, the shovels, the sifters, etc. The guys that mined for the gold didn't make so much. I think he made a very good point. And I've watched some of these. I've watched McDermott break out recently. What was the other one? Neighbors Industry breaking out. So definitely worth watching the oil and gas equipment stocks. Not the producers, but the ones that provide the equipment to the producers. ConocoPhillips upgraded to a buy, added to the conviction list at Goldman Sachs. There's another oil name. And lastly, Teva Pharmaceutical to market a medical cannabis inhaler. You know, I knew a kid in high school that was way ahead of Teva with his medical. Of course, I don't know if he was so much medical, that guy. I don't know what became of him. All right, let's take a look here at the big picture. The big picture of the market. We started a bull market in late March of 2009. And guess what? That bull market, looking back, has been intact ever since then. In other words, the primary trend line, that's the real definition of a bull market. It's the primary trend line. If you look at a 7-year, 8-year, 10-year chart of the S&P 500, you will see where the S&P 500 stopped going down in 2009, early 2009, turned the corner, bottomed out, turned the corner, and started rising. And that primary trend line has never been broken since. This is one of the longest bull markets in the history of the market. But we've had a bull market of 15 years in the past. This one will become 8 years old in March of next year, March 9th to be exact. Can this bull market continue? Well, that depends upon a lot of things. And while this bull market has been going since March of 2009, there's been plenty of pundits. I mean, you can turn on the TV any single day, any one of the financial channels. You can pick up the Barron's on the weekend or the Wall Street Journal Daily or the Investor's Business Daily, and somewhere find somebody throwing rocks at the bull market, hurling insults, the most hated bull market of all time, probably because they haven't been in it, and saying that, you know, it's all phony, it's based on the Fed, blah, blah, blah. And I would say, well, does your 401k really care, you know, if it was phony or not? It's real money in your 401k that's grown since 2009. But at some point in time, we also know that the bull market will come to a screeching halt. And that's why we have to be vigilant. The market runs in cycles. The economy runs in cycles. Oil prices run in cycles. Interest rates run in cycles. The bond market runs in cycles. And I'm a big believer in obeying, in tipping the top of your head to those cycles and not trying to fight those cycles. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that pride themselves. They're proud to be contrarians. They're proud contrarians. Well, I've learned over time in my life to be a contrarian, just to be a contrarian makes little sense, because a lot of contrarians will continue to ride their contrarian call right into the ground. There has to be a time when you admit that you're wrong. I think there's probably people, a lot of people that listen to my show daily that are bearish on the market right now, and they've been bearish on the market for a long time. And you wonder if they have the ability, the humility, I suppose you could call it. It takes a big man, it takes a big woman to admit, say, honey, I was wrong, you were right. Okay, the market in the end is right, and the market has been climbing since March of 2009. And every week I go into depth in my newsletter and take a look at all of the major components of the market that impact the market. And in the end, it all distills down, in my opinion, to earnings. And as long as those earnings continue to grow in the market can continue to go higher. That's all that really matters. And, of course, there's a lot of things that impact earnings. The economy greatly impacts earnings of companies. The U.S. dollar greatly impacts earnings of companies. The inflation rate impacts companies. All kinds of different things. GDP, unemployment. But still, in the end, it all distills down. Like the still that the guy built up in the Kentucky mountains. All these tubes and everything leading to drip, 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 out comes earnings out of that still built on Wall Street and built on the economy of the U.S. Out comes those earnings, and those earnings dictate where the market goes. And that's what I do every week, is update my earnings forecast. And, of course, those earnings are also a lot of components, 500 to be exact, on the S&P 500, and they change from time to time, that all feed into that earnings. That's the input, and the output is earnings per share S&P 500. That's one of the major factors that dictates where this market has been, where this market is currently, and where this market is going in the future. And that's why I spend so much time every week in my newsletter, going over all those inputs into the market, and then I distill it down to that output. Well, the inputs have definitely changed here recently. The machinery has changed. Several tubes have been changed. Some are gone, some are new, some have been replaced, some are bigger, some are smaller. It's really important to know how that machinery has changed. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Tin soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally...
There are
are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. You know, the last really good cycle in the market that we've had was back in 2013 when we had the drug slash biotech cycle. 14, 15, 16, you know, or so-so. We had a lot of ups and a lot of downs and a lot of forward and a lot of reverse. And not a lot of gains, not a lot of trends that that stayed in place for any period of time during those 3 years. We've lived in fear of the Fed for the last couple of years. We've lived with plunging oil prices through 15 and 16. And, of course, that greatly impacted the earnings of the S&P 500. We saw a leveling off of earnings in the S&P 500. In 2015 and 2016, that caused a leveling off in the market over the last couple of years. But now we have a new cycle that has emerged. I suppose you could call it the Trump cycle. And whether or not you're on board the Trump cycle or not in the market, you should at least know what a Trump cycle looks like. In the weeks leading up to the election, there was absolutely no leadership whatsoever in the market as the market waited to see what would happen on election day. Now, the market thought it had it figured out on during the days and weeks when Hillary was reporting, or the polls were reporting, a 12-point lead for Hillary nationwide. The market thought it had it figured out, and the market would have some pretty good days. And then something would come along, and really a big game changer was when Comey, FBI chief, said that, you know, the investigation is open again, and the market then realized it didn't have it figured out. We went through another bout of volatility. And then the polls started to tighten, but still the thought was that she would pull it out against Mr. Trump. Well, the polls were wrong, and Mr. Trump won on Election Day. Well, now the market down again today. A little bit of uncertainty thrown into it with the recount now taking place in Wisconsin. Will we get into another Bush versus Gore scenario, which wasn't real kind to the market? I did a whole newsletter on that. Before the election, I don't think we get into that situation again. But the market is always, you know, weighing the risk out there and saying, well, you know, there's a maybe a 5% chance or so of, you know, them counting those ballots in Wisconsin and finding that there was tampering. Who knows? But anyways, the market now seems to have a pretty solid path that it has taken since the election, and I think we're just in the early days of that path myself. I think that there's a lot of trends that are now in place that are going to stick around for a while. The biggest trend that has come out of this that impacts every investor out there is the interest rate trend. You know, most people have some kind of exposure to interest rate sensitive investments. A lot of people own homes with an adjustable rate mortgage, an ARM. A lot of people buy cars subject to interest rates. People own individual bonds or bond funds. Or different asset classes like utilities and real estate investment trust, etc., that are interest rate sensitive. The biggest trend emerging out of the election is the sudden jolt and the sudden run in interest rates moving higher. I warned about the unprecedented risk in the bond market in my Seeking Alpha article and in my newsletter back on July the 25th of this year. And we have seen a big hit to the bond market. We've also seen a very big hit to interest rate sensitive asset classes, which I continue to say to stay away from, like utilities and real estate investment trust. Now, at some point in time, it may be safe to go back into the water, but for now, I'm keeping the red flag warning up on interest rate sensitive investments. That is a major trend that you better pay attention to. And when I write about it, I always have someone say, well, I'm a contrarian. I'm going to be buying bonds here. And I reply, be my guest. Buy bonds here if you want. I remember the contrarians back in 2000 when the NASDAQ corrected by about 10 or 15%. And, of course, all the way down, I heard it was time to step up to the plate and buy technology stocks, to buy dot-com stocks, because we were in a new paradigm. And the contrarians were wrong all the way down. Just like the bears have been for the last 7+, almost 8 years. All the way up in the market, nope, shouldn't buy into this market. You should be buying gold instead. Well, you know, you can be contrarian if you want to. Be my guest. There's a time to be contrarian when things get so ridiculous. I turned contrarian in July of 2016 of this year when the Real Estate Investment Trust, which I own many, were hitting new all-time highs. It's also being a contrarian when you sell something when everybody still seems to be buying. And that was the case. I didn't wait for them to roll over. I said, you know, I'm getting out. The good is good. And it was pretty lucky, I guess, on my part, of almost putting the exact top in the REITs and the utilities and in the bond market. So contrarianism goes both ways. But to stubbornly hold on to your contrarian view all the way down, or to stand inside and miss something that continues to go higher, then I think you're just being stubborn, just being proud and too proud to admit that you're wrong. You better humble yourself, I suppose you could say, and buy into some of these trends that just keep on continuing. Well, this major flipping of the interest rate market and the bond market, I believe it's for real, and I think it's going to be around for a long time. And I think as you construct, as you now sit down and lay out a blueprint for the next several years, I think you have to have the thought in mind that we're now in a rising interest rate environment, and there's going to be a lot of sectors and a lot of stocks and a lot of mutual funds and a lot of ETFs that are going to suffer mightily. I mean, if you've been heavily in bonds since the election, you didn't really participate in any of this run-up in the market because the bond market has been clobbered since the election. So in my newsletter every week and on my show every day, I try to emphasize those areas of the market that do well in a rising interest rate environment. Well, rising rates are bad news for a lot of sectors and a lot of asset classes. They're great news. They're music to one's ears in areas of the market that benefit from rising interest rates. And I've identified, you can look at my newsletter over the weekend, I identified 3 or 4 major areas of the market that haven't done well in a long time that all of a sudden have the wind at their back. If you look over the last 2 decades, wherein a guy like Bill Gross, who manages a boring bond fund, the PIMCO Total Return Fund, he no longer manages it, but he was at the helm, that became the largest mutual fund of all time. Why? Because Mr. Gross had the wind at his back of falling interest rates. It made him look like a genius. Well, within his discipline of bond investing and debt investing, he did better than the rest. But overall, again, he had the wind at his back with falling rates. We'll see how his funds do going forward over the next 10 years with the wind in his face. I don't know how many more years he has to manage money, but you'd have to say his better years are now behind him. It's now a different environment in the market out there. Now, you can refuse to ignore it. You can stubbornly press forward saying, I believe rates are going to fall back where they were. I believe that the Fed is going to continue to hold rates down at this level. I think personally you're going to get a whole new Fed at some point in time with a different mindset, because I don't think our new president-elect is one to keep interest rates artificially low I think he's, eventually going to let the market determine where interest rates should be, which is what they do anyways. But the Fed does have a lot of say with their actions that they take. It's a rising interest rate environment. It's a totally different world out there. Times have changed. Is your portfolio changing? Are you changing with this new dynamic? Or are you just going to ignore it and put your head in the sand? I don't know. It's up to you. It's your portfolio. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email. then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there are some trends that I believe investors need to reckon with here. You know what I remember? I've been through several bear markets during the two decades that I've been in the business. And I remember, you know, the technology stocks. It seemed like investors could do no wrong in the late 90s and into 2000, and it was just like buy tech stocks and watch them go up, and I'm a genius, right? Doesn't matter what they do, how much they make, what their price to book value is, what their price to earnings, price to sales, price to cash flow, peg ratios, doesn't matter. And then when they started to turn the corner and go down, most investors failed to reckon with the idea that these things were way too expensive because there were a lot of people on TV. You know, I was pretty new in the business at that time, even though I had followed the market for many years, knew a lot about valuation, etc. There were guys on TV and gals that saying all the way down, you know, that this was a whole new paradigm, that these companies could support these types of valuation ratios. Well, most people didn't reckon with the fact that they were way expensive and argued all the way down until, I mean, some of these stocks went from $200, $300 down to the $2 or $3 range. And then people were left holding the bag, and then they said, well, why sell them now, you know? Maybe they'll come back someday. Well, they're never going to go back to $250, $300. Many of them are gone now. Some of them have come back somewhat, but not even close to what they were in the year 2000. In fact, it's taken us 16 years to get back to where the NASDAQ was in those heady days. Then the financial stocks started to get walloped. In 2007, the banks, the lenders, the Bear Stearns, the Lehman Brothers, the Wells Fargos, the J.P. Morgans, etc. And again, arguing with oneself. You can find somebody somewhere that agrees with your assessment. Say, see, I knew I was right because this guy on Seeking Alpha says I'm right. This guy on Fox Business says I'm right. This guy on Bloomberg says I'm right. But you know what? Two wrongs don't make a right. If that trend changes, that's why I make technical analysis a big part of what I do. Man, that chart can tell me. I'll see a guy on TV grinning, and he's got more teeth than I've got, big smile telling me why. Oh, there's nothing to worry about. That's always a warning shot over the bow to me. That means there is something to worry about. His knees are knocking together while he says that. Well, anyways, I looked at the financial stocks, and they were starting to implode back in 2007. And yet people argued and failed to admit all the way down that they were in big trouble. The same thing happened to the energy stocks in 2014, late in 2014. And I, you know, saw a lot of people several years later in 2016 still owning energy stocks that went down 40, 50, 60%. Because they argued with the charts and the performance and the momentum and the earnings falling apart, collapsing. Many of the energy stocks are now losing money. They've at least stabilized and they're starting to come back, but the whole world changed in 2014 with the drop. It impacted the entire market. And now I see, and I predicted that the next major sea change, in fact, I think it will lead to the next bear market at some point in time, is the inflated, bloated. How did you feel after your Thanksgiving meal, you know, especially after the pie? It's always the pie that I'm doing pretty good until the pie comes along. Then I'm over the top. Okay, then I got to lay down a little bit. Well, I believe that the bond market is in the same condition as a bloated, celebratory Thanksgiving reveler, you know, after all four courses have gone by. You know, and I believe that there's going to be a big comeuppance at some point in time in the bond market. We've already had a major, major warning shot fired across the bow with just a little bit of normalization of bond rates. But I think we're in a new market with the bond interest rates in your face. They're rising now. You're going to get a respite from now and again, and you'll think, okay, the bond market's okay, interest rates are going to fall, and the bond market's going to rally. But I believe that these rallies are going to be met with more selling, because now there's a lot of people that are starting to wake up and say, you know what? I just kind of want out of here right now. I don't feel real good. I got a sickening feel after the election. I saw what happened to my bond funds. The day after the election up until today, they've been whacked pretty good. I want to say that the ETF, TLT, which is the long bond, is down 16% from its high. Yeah, it's gone from 139 clear down to 120. That's 20. Yeah, that's right, about 14, 15%. Do you know how many years it takes to get 14 or 15% back in the bond market? Remember, the yield on TLT is just 2.5%. So you lost 6 years worth of yield in about 2.5 months. Now, unless interest rates fall again, I believe that TLT has a lot further to go on the downside. So I think investors need to slap some cold water in your face, something, you know, to wake up to the fact that it's a whole new world out there. We hit 5,000-year lows. I wrote about that. I actually found a chart that goes back to the Roman Empire and back to the Tower of Babel on interest rates, I guess, on those cuneiforms and in those caves, Qumran and all that, the tablets, the clay tablets. Somewhere they found interest rates, and they're able to track them up until today. We're at 5,000-year lows. We were at 5,000-year lows, and as the saying goes, when something's unsustainable, it usually stops. Well, that's the meaning of unsustainable. Anyways, that's about as far as we're going to get today. I have a lot more to talk about, but the first two major trends that I think folks have to wake up to, I didn't even get to number two. I just got to number one, is interest rates. It's a new world. It's a rising interest rate environment. So you may as well learn. You may as well take a look at what does well in a rising interest rate environment. I had all article on that over the weekend in my newsletter. You can go to GundersonCapital.com. And what does not do well in a rising interest rate environment? That ought to be a major clue for you 401k investors, especially out there. Don't continue to argue that you're right, that you're going to be a contrarian, because you've seen what's happened in the past. If you want to talk to us, 855-611-BEST. GundersonCapital.com, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.